Come to order, please. Good morning, my name is Edward Finley, and with me this morning are Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland, Jerry C. Dockham, James G. Patterson, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Clodfelter, and Charlotte Mitchell. And I'll call for hearing docket number D2-1173, which is the application by Duke Energy Progress pursuant to GS-62-133.2 and Commission Rule R-855 relating to fuel and fuel-related charge adjustments for electric utilities. On June 20, 2018, Duke Progress filed its application to adjust the fuel and fuel-related cost component of electric rates with the testimony exhibits and work papers of Kendra A. Ward, the testimony of Joseph Miller and Kevin Henderson, and the testimony and exhibits of Eric Grant and Kenneth Church. On July 2, 2018, the Commission issued its order scheduling a hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice. On August 29, 2018, the public staff filed notice of filing of the affidavits of Jenny Lai and Dustin Metz to be used as evidence of the hearing scheduled for September 18, 2018. Petitions to intervene have been filed and granted to the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, the Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates II, and the Carolina Utility Customers Association. On September 10, 2018, Duke filed a motion requesting that their witnesses be excused from attending the expert witness hearing on this date and that the Commission accept Duke Energy Progress's application for fuel charge adjustments. All parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of the witnesses. On September 2, 2018, the Commission ordered that the applicant's witnesses be excused from appearing at the hearing and that the testimony and exhibits of the witnesses be received into evidence. Pursuant to the State Ethics Act, I remind members of the Commission their duty to avoid conflict of interest and inquire whether any member has a known conflict of interest regarding the matters coming before the Commission this morning in this docket. There'll be no conflicts, so we will proceed. And I call upon the parties to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Commission, Robert Kaler, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, my name is Dwight Allen, also appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Good morning, Chairman Finley, Commissioners. My name is Warren Hicks with the law firm of Bailey and Dixon. I'm appearing on behalf of the Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates II.
Good morning, Chairman Finley, Commissioners. I'm Robert Page, representing Carolina Utility Customers Association.
Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Robert Josie with Public Staff. I'm representing the using and consuming public.
Ed Smith with North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Mr. Josie, have you identified any public witnesses in the hearing room that wish to participate in this docket?
We have not.
Are there any public witnesses who wish to testify in this docket in the hearing room? There appear to be no public witnesses that wish to be heard, and so we will proceed with the applicant.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First, I would like to thank the public staff and SIGFA and CUCA and the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association for agreeing to the admission of our testimony without cross-examination. We appreciate their cooperation and the discussions we had with them. The company has filed a verified application in this docket consisting of four pages. There is also a confidential fuel cost recovery rider attached to that application. We would ask that both the verified application and the confidential fuel cost adjustment rider be entered into evidence, please.
Company's application and the confidential fuel rider attachment shall be entered into evidence.
Our first witness is Kendra A. Ward. Ms. Ward filed a testimony consisting of 16 pages. We would ask that that testimony be copied in the record as if given orally from the witness stand.
Ms. Ward's 16 pages of testimony copied in the record was given orally from the stand.
Ms. Ward also filed, as part of her testimony, eight exhibits. Some of those exhibits were one-page exhibits. Exhibit 2 consisted of three schedules consisting of multiple pages to those schedules. Exhibit 3 consisted of six pages. Exhibit 7 had a series of schedules, 10 schedules actually. Schedule 3 had four pages and then had an additional four pages listed as Schedule B. Schedule 5 had 2 pages, and Schedule 6 had 3 pages, and Schedule 10 had 6 pages. And we would ask that her exhibits, including the schedules and the multiple page exhibits, that they all be introduced into evidence in their entirety.
All of Ms. Ward's exhibits and schedules and so forth has detail there. Mr. Allen are admitted to evidence.
Mrs. Ward also had attached to her work papers, or a series of work papers. There were actually 14 of those work papers. In addition to the 14, there was also work paper 7A and 7B. Work papers number 10 consisted of 2 pages. The rest of them, work paper number 14 also had A and B, so we would ask that all of her work papers from number 1 through number 14 be also be entered into evidence.
Ms. Ward's work papers 1 through 14 are admitted into evidence.
Next witness is Eric S. Grant. Mr. Grant submitted testimony on fossil fuel purchasing consisting of 8 pages, and we would ask that Mr. Grant's testimony be copied into the record as if given orally from the witness.
Mr. Grant's 8 pages of pre-filed testimony copied in the record as given orally from the stand.
Mr. Grant had 3 exhibits attached to his testimony. Exhibits 1 and 2 were exhibits consisting of 2 pages each. Grant confidential exhibit number 3 is a confidential exhibit, and we would ask that those 3 exhibits also be entered into evidence in their entirety.
Mr. Grant's 3 exhibits are entered into evidence with exhibit 3 marked confidential.
We also had the testimony of Mr. Joseph A. Miller consisting of 12 pages. We would ask that Mr. Miller's testimony be copied in the record as if given orally from the witness stand.
Mr. Miller's testimony of 12 pages copied in the record as if given orally from the stand.
Our next witness is witness Kenneth D. Church. His testimony consists of 9 pages, and we would ask that his testimony be copied into the record as if given orally from the witness stand.
Mr. Church's 9 pages of pre-filed testimony copied in the record as if given orally from the stand.
Mr. Church had 2 exhibits attached to his testimony, exhibits 1 and 2, and we would ask that Mr. Church's exhibits 1 and 2 be entered into the evidence, please.
Mr. Church's 2 exhibits are entered into evidence.
We also had the testimony of Mr. Kelvin Henderson. Mr. Henderson filed testimony consisting of 12 pages. There are no exhibits to Mr. Henderson's testimony. We would ask that his testimony be copied in the records if given orally from the witness stand.
Mr. Henderson's 12 pages of pre-filed testimony are copied in the records, so given orally from the stand.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, on September 13th, the company submitted a complete set of affidavits of publication that have been published in area newspapers impacting customers as ordered by the Commission's order of July 2nd, 2018, and they have been filed with the Commission.
Those affidavits are noted as having been filed with the clerk's office.
And with that, that completes the case for the company.
Thank you. Public staff.
Mr. Chairman, out of an abundance of caution, the public staff would move pursuant to NCGS section 62-68 to have the pre-filed affidavit of witness Dustin Metz consisting of 4 pages and an appendix, and the pre-filed affidavit of Jenny Lee consisting of 6 pages and an appendix introduced into the record as evidence as if given orally from the stand.
All right, the Metz and Lee affidavits are admitted into evidence as though these witnesses were here and testified live.
All right, thank you.
And their appendices as well.
Thank you.
Anything else?
It's all for the company.
What about proposed orders 30 days from today? Satisfactory?
If we can do 30 days from today.
All right. 30 days at the outset, and if anybody wants to get them in more quickly, that's fine with us.
Thank you.
Anything else we need to do in this docket? Okay, we will conclude this docket and then we'll move to the reps docket next.